Blog Talk Radio.
Songwriter says that God anoints my head with oil and my cup runneth over. God bless you. You just heard Psalms 23 by Jeff Majors, and I am your host, Apostle Margie Mercer. Welcome to the Fivefold Ministry broadcast. This is our Friday night concert. We want you to sit back, relax, and enjoy going into the inner courts and behind the veil and worship God. God bless you again. Let us get on one accord. Amen. Amen.
All glory to God.
Trust God, and He will give you a smile. Just believe that To hum and sing along, because one of the things that the songwriter says that I will have confidence and I will praise God that I have seen his mercy and his grace. I have seen his Holy Spirit and the power that he has that sit high. God bless you. You know why? Because regardless what we go through, we are still here in the land of the living, and we should give God the praise. Amen. Amen. Let us listen to the Wim Brothers at this time. Amen. Amen.
Thank you. mind can relate to what I'm about to say now.
Lied on, many times I've been lied on.
isn't it nice to know that God knows our name, that he have made us in his image, and that we are special to him? You know, God has been better to us than we've been to ourselves. Sometimes we beat up on our own selves. We think ahead of ourselves. We hurt ourselves. We fast think ourselves. And some of us even hurt ourselves to the point that we undermine ourselves. But you know what? It's so nice when God is so good to you, he's better to you than you are to yourself. I say it for the third time. Yes, he is. God is better to all of us than we have been, even to ourselves and to others. Let us listen to Lady Harmony at this time. Amen.
Somebody may be crying, but I come to let you know that God can. Thank you.
Yes, that songwriter says, thank you, Lord, and help me to be delivered from myself. Good God Almighty. Woo! Because you know why? A change has to come in our life. A change has to come in our mindset. A change has to come in our attitude. A change got to come all over us. But only when your mind is renewed in God, only when you have accepted the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ, that blood of Calvary, woo, hallelujah, and that indwelling of that Holy Spirit, can you go into the inner courts behind the veil and feel his presence? Beloved, don't you want that change? Don't you want to repent daily? Don't you want to say, God, I messed up again, but I need your help, that God will forgive you when you make a special effort to try to change? You can't let the adversary destroy you, your relationship with God, your foundation, your purpose, and your ministry. Come on now. We all have a ministry. We are ministers of reconciliation. We are made in his image. That we are a little lower than the angels. We have dominion over this earth, but we got to trust it and believe, but it will only come about when you change your thinking. Let us listen to Patti LaBelle and Deborah Joy Winans, and God bless you. You're listening to the Fivefold Ministry Broadcast. Amen. That indwelling of the Holy Spirit so that change can come over you. You know why? Because you can't do this thing by yourself. That God alone will have to carry you with his angels. He has to carry you with his word. He has to carry you with his promises. He has to carry you with that bloodstained banner of Calvary. He has to carry you with his grace, mercy, and love. That God have to carry you. You can't carry yourself, because sometimes you overthink yourself. Sometimes you defeat yourself. Sometimes you hurt yourself. Sometimes you don't even love yourself. Good God Almighty. But you got to love God so that he can open up your heart, your mind and your understanding. When you get close to the hem of his garment, when you get to that veil, hey, of the inner courts, you can say, God, here am I. Save me. Deliver me. Refresh me. Restore me. And, Father, carry me. Let us listen to Kevin Downswell, and God bless you. Amen. tell you. Because truly, it will open up your heart. It will open up your spirit. It will open up that you can receive that death, burial, and resurrection. Won't you accept Christ today if you're not saved? And say, God, hear my, open me up, Lord, that I can receive more of you, your wisdom, your understanding, your mercy, and your grace. And if you are saved and you need to repent, say, God, help me to walk this walk the way that you want me to walk it and talk the way that you want me to talk and to treat my neighbors as I treat myself. I say it again, that God want us to treat each other the way that he want us to be treated, which is in love, forgiveness, and fellowship. God bless you again. You've been listening to the Fivefold Ministry Broadcast. I'm your host, Apostle Margie Mercer. As we go into the inner courts and behind the veil, we thank you for listening to us and just open up your heart so that God can come in. Amen, amen. Let us listen to Yolanda Adams as we get ready to close out. Amen. Up your hearts this evening and went with us to the inner court and behind the veil of worship. You can hear us Monday through Friday on this radio station as well as World Power radio and television station radio as well. And you can call us here on My King Service radio station on Monday through Fridays from 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock p.m. by dialing 319-527-6036. Again, That's 319-527-6036. You can hear us Monday through Fridays from 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time here in the United States. Or you can call us on Sunday mornings from 8:30 a.m. to 10 o'clock. That's 8:30 a.m. to 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, USA, and by calling 319-527-6036. Give out that number to your family and friends, and we hope that you have enjoyed going with us behind the veil and going into the inner courts of worship. So let us end out with Psalms 23, Jeff Major, and God bless you and stay encouraged.